You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What is up, everybody? Here we go with 10 questions. 10 minutes are on the clock. Jeffrey LaVecchio, Short Shifts episode. Should you choose to accept this challenge? Your topic. You know, before big games, it's playoff times. Sometimes you can get a little nervous. Sometimes you get a little nervous when the stakes are a little bit high. How do you handle as a player or even a coach when you're nervous going into a game?
Oh, man.
Nerves are going. Not sure.
I actually love this. One of my goalies who I've trained for years, Division I goalie, huge this past weekend. They lost their first game, and it's a best of three series. And he texted me and was like, "Lost last night. Like, I'm so nervous this morning. Like, I don't know what to do. Is it bad to put pressure on myself that I have to win tonight and I have to have the biggest game for my team to give them a chance?" And so I sent him a couple of videos on this topic. So I'm really, this is a great topic. I think that nerves are a good thing up to a certain point. It means you care, you know, so that is a part of it, but you have to be able to control what you can control. You have to remind yourself why you're in that big game, why you are where you are, how you got there. Reflect on your whole season. Like, if you're in a championship game, or if you're in a quarterfinal or semifinal game, you had to earn being there. Like, remind yourself that you belong. I always tell people, like, watch your own highlights. I don't care if that's for game one or game seven of the playoffs. I think watching your own highlights, especially if you could do it from that year, and if you have technology like the sensor in the shoulder pads and the video that comes right to you from Helios Hockey, literally one of our sponsors, you can easily make your own highlight reel. It's so easy. You just take that video, put it into a free app called Splice, lay over your favorite songs over it, and only watch it before you play hockey, and you will have an instant highlight reel that's super easy to do. And, you know, Helios Hockey does most of the work for you. Using Splice is easy. I figured it out. But I told my guy too, like you do have to win this game. Like, if you don't win tonight, your season is over. So, like, you do have to know, like, how big this game is and how important it is. And you have to bring your best effort. But don't put yourself in a rocking chair. Don't make yourself so nervous that you waste a bunch of energy, and you're gassed and your nervous system is fried from, like, putting the weight of the world on you. It is only a hockey game, but you do have to bring your best.
I love it. What was, like, the most nervous you've ever been for a game? Do you remember?
Oh, I'd say 100% my first NHL preseason game after missing a year and a half of hockey, you know, a lot of nerves, obviously, but also there was just so much emotion in it too. So that was like everything. Like, I thought I was never going to play again. And my first game was in Toronto playing against the Maple Leafs. And it was just like, dude, what? And so I was super nervous. But, like, when I get nervous, I just play a billion miles an hour. So it was fun.
So it's a blessing and a curse almost. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, because I could get like ooh with the puck, you know, get off my stick. How about you? Like what is your advice for what did you do? And you played in a lot of big games. You played in a lot of big games in your career from a youngster all the way through college and probably pro. I don't know what you did in playoffs, but I'm sure you played in a lot of big games.
Yeah, played in some really big games, you know, like one of the really cool ones was playing at a sold out Madison Square Garden against BU my senior year with Cornell. Like that was really cool. And
poster on grandma's wall.
Yeah, it is, right? And that was the first one ever. Now they do it every year. Now they play at Madison Square Garden every year, but that was the first one. And so that was really neat. You know, NCAA tournament games to get to the Frozen Four, unfortunately lost twice to get to the Frozen Four, which really sucked. But I think one thing that I wish I would have kind of had was like, hey man, like, yeah, like you're nervous, but that's a good thing. That's like, this is really fun. This is really cool that you're able to do this and you put in the work and your team put in the work to be in a situation where this is meaningful. And so really cool, man. Like really, really cool. I think that a couple big things to do when you're nervous is focus on two or three things that make you good, right? Like we used to call them our ABCs, our ABCs. For me, it was move your feet, keep your head up, compete. Move your feet, keep your head up, compete. Move your feet, keep your head up, compete. And when you focus on the things that you can control, if you listen to our podcast with Munts here this week, we talk a lot about that. That can just get you into it. I think another thing too is we had Tommy Niemelä, who is an unbelievable coach from Finland, on our podcast. I think it was episode 98 or 99. And one of the things that the Finns do a lot and they talk about a lot is your optimal level of arousal for a game. And so some people play at their best. Like, let's say 10 is like you're 18 Red Bulls in and you're like Jeff LaVecchio, crazy legs, I'm freaking going nuts. And then you have like, you know, maybe a goalie that just needs to be just even keel as the river flows and just no emotion, whatever. Like some people play their best when they're at a zero. Some people play their best with at their 10. Most people are somewhere in between. I was probably at like a 7 or an 8. I needed to be at a 7 or 8. If I was too amped up, then, you know, I was not as good as I could be. If I didn't have enough arousal, like I was a little slow. And so if I was too high breathing, you have to breathe, like just breathe and just like deep breaths, you know, in between shifts, deep breaths in the locker room, whatever it may be. And then like, if there wasn't enough, like I loved getting into it with my teammates before going out on the ice, like, you know, just like physically like hitting guys and like, you know, in the tunnel before you go on the ice, like, let's get her going, you know, that always helped for me. So like understanding kind of like what number you need to be at from that standpoint, because when you get nervous, sometimes you got to calm yourself down. Or maybe you're like in this comparison thing where you're like just thinking about, I don't want to mess up. Maybe you need to get a little bit more. So I think that's one thing, focusing on the few things that you do really, really well. And then I think the last one I would say is like, remember why you play the game. Like you play the game because you love it. And in this moment that you're going into right now, you've probably been in that moment, make-believe wise, in your basement or in the driveway or on the street hundreds, maybe even thousands of times in your life. And go back and think about those moments and think about the work that you put in to get to this spot, to be playing for a game that's this meaningful where you're nervous for it. And think about your why. Man, I love to play this game. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be able to go out and compete and do what I love to do in this meaningful situation. And I think that can put you in the moment and really get you to be where your feet are and enjoy and focus on the moment that you're in right now.
Dude, I love that. I love that. And I know we got Brett and his son listening or watching right now in our Facebook community. And Brett's son has a big championship game this weekend. I really hope that you guys heard about that optimal state of arousal. That is something that took me a long time to learn, because I can pretty easily for hockey get myself to a 10 and just like, cause I just love playing. I love competing. And I was best when I was probably like an 8.75, depending on the game, you know, maybe a 9. If I'm below that, I don't have the energy to play the game that I had to play. If I'm above that, I'm redlining and I'm going to take a stupid penalty or I'm going to blow assignment because I'm just running around. Like, so really dialing that in and learning that stuff as you get older, like pay attention to that stuff. Like, okay.
And it's not a one size fits all.
Everybody's different. And you might even, what Chope says, talks about a lot is as you get older, and this isn't for the younger players, but you might have an A game and a B game. Your B game, you might have to like get more like, okay, I'm just playing on energy. And your A game, you're able to think and slow the game down and stuff more. So that's something you should really dive deep into. I love this topic, Tove. This is awesome.
Then this was a topic that was given to us by someone in the community. So appreciate that. Cool. Got a couple community members watching right now. Brianne and Stephanie, Alyssa, Brett, like we just talked about, and his son, Jeff, Drew, like, what's up, guys? How we doing? but yeah, I go back to your why. Like, you're here for a reason. And you've put the work in to earn the opportunity to be playing in a situation that caused you to feel a little bit nervous, which is a great thing. And go back and just be in the moment and do it. Time's up. Share the show, baby.
Share it.